beautiful music there of Moonsea, I'll Kill You If You Die Before Me. And Moonsea joins us in the studio. Welcome to 3CR.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
It is such a beautiful song. Tell us all about it.
Well, I think the fear of losing someone you love is pretty universal, and I'm not immune to it. So I have a long-term partner, and you know, it was just a little thing. He kind of tripped falling down the stairs, and it just flashed through my mind that, you know, I might not have forever with this person, or I will not, and one of us is going to die one day. And in order to process that, I thought of this song, and it just expanded from there.
So tell us about your songwriting process. Was it difficult to write the song? Was it long, or did it just kind of pour out?
This one was fairly smooth sailing, I would say. Just the phrase, the first line, "I'll kill you if you die before me," popped into my head, and that was a pretty solid concept in itself, so everything else just stemmed from that.
And where did you record it?
I recorded this with SB90, a producer in Melbourne. So, just a studio close to home.
Wow. And tell us about the instrumental process on the track.
Yeah, so I grew up playing the piano, so most of my songs I write at the keys. So I sent Stuart, SB90, the producer, a demo of myself singing over myself playing the piano. And then we built the track kind of on top of the piano accompaniment with those fun sounds that you hear. So that distorted vocal at the beginning, that's just me singing into a mic and Stuart running it through a processor. And then he played a bit of guitar. We added some fun detuned guitars at the end, strings, drums. It was a lot of fun making this one with him.
So how much of that was kind of the result of just getting into the studio and experimenting?
Yeah, a lot of it, yeah. So we didn't have any of that before the studio day, and we made this over, I think, 2 days, just a few hours per day. So, yeah, it was great fun. And I love that freedom of being in the studio and just bouncing ideas off each other and seeing where the music takes you and not really knowing what it'll sound like until you've finished.
Wow. So were there some surprises? There must have been.
Yeah. So I would say that vocal sound that sounds kind of like a lead guitar, that was a sound that surprised us both, because I kind of told him that I wanted a guitar-like lead counter melody, but I'm not a very good guitarist, so we just came up with this idea of me singing and processing that to sound like a guitar, and it was something that neither of us had really done before, but it turned out really cool, and we were both looking at each other like, hey, I think that's my favorite sound on the track.
That is so beautiful. So how many instruments do you play?
I play piano, violin and cello, and very badly guitar.
Wow, violin and cello as well as the piano. Is there any cello on this track?
Not on this track, but I have played it before on my other tracks. So there's actually one I'll be releasing later this year that has me on the cello. So that'll be a bit of fun.
It's such a beautiful instrument.
It is. And my cello teacher used to say that the register of the cello is the closest of all the instruments to the human voice. And so it does things like crying really beautifully.
Wow. So tell us about your body of work as a musician.
Oh, that's a big question. So my Moonsea project I started in 2022. So I've released this is my fifth single, I believe. Before that, I did a bit of experimenting with my own production. So I was releasing under a different name, under Symfo Lily at uni. And then once I graduated uni and started earning a little bit of my own income, I put that towards paying actual producers to properly make the music.
So is this track that we just heard, "I'll Kill You If You Die Before Me," is that part of an EP or album?
That one is just a single for now, at least, yeah.
And what's happening on the album or EP front?
That is a great question. It's something that is I would say, in the back of my mind. So I'm kind of building towards it. But yeah, nothing concrete to announce just yet.
So you grew up playing the piano, the cello, and the violin. That's a lot of practicing.
Yeah, my parents, they're big music lovers, but they're first generation migrants from China, and they didn't sort of have the opportunity to learn instruments themselves when they were young. So it's something that they really wanted to give my sister and I. So we both started on the piano, then I picked up the violin, which I liked, but then I picked up the cello a little bit later on in my childhood, and I fell in love with it. So I would say that's definitely my sole instrument.
I was going to say, it sounds like the cello is the instrument of choice for you.
Yeah, I definitely think so. It's just so beautiful, and I think it's a little bit more forgiving than the violin if you kind of not, if you're just starting out, it's a bit gentler on the ears, I would say.
So do you find the violin, apart from the ear thing, unforgiving in other ways?
I don't know if it's just my frame, but I never felt fully comfortable playing the violin like I do with the cello. Maybe it's because I love sitting down and kind of leaning forward on something. But yeah, maybe it was just not meant for me, I think.
And I guess the piano was such a great grounding instrument. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I think it was really great to start on the piano because that gives you an understanding of harmony and structure and music theory, how to read music, and it's such a great instrument for songwriting and composing. So yeah, definitely was really lucky to be able to learn the cello. The piano.
So when you were playing the piano, the cello, the violin as a kid, did you ever envisage yourself being a singer as well?
Actually, yes, I did. I vividly remember as young as 5 or 6 playing the piano, and I had this little desk lamp above the piano, and I would pull it down and pretend it was a microphone and sing my little songs into it that I had made up. So yeah, I think it's always been part of my musical journey.
Wow. So when did you start writing songs? How old were you?
Oh, as long as I can remember.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So like we're talking primary school, like, you know, prep.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I have no idea what I was writing about back then, what could possibly have been happening in my life. That was interesting enough, but I definitely remember, yeah, doing that.
Wow. So you're a natural songwriter. If you were doing it from, you know, ever since you could remember, that is the trajectory of someone who just naturally creates music and songs, right?
Yeah, I guess it's always been a way for me to process my feelings and things that happen to me and things that I see. So, yeah, I've been lucky to always have had that.
So what does it feel like writing a song and then singing it? Like, it sounds like it's cathartic for you.
Oh, absolutely. To have something that is just a thought or a feeling and then that becoming a song in your head and then that becoming a song in real life that other people can listen to, there's just no other feeling that compares.
Wow. So tell us how it feels.
Yeah, like you said, it feels really cathartic, and it feels validating and just really cool.
Wow. So it sounds like you could not imagine life without creating music and songs.
Yeah, I'd say that's right. And if I go through periods of time where I don't create, or if I'm not doing music, I find myself feeling pretty out of sorts, and then I'll realize that it's because I've just been working and sort of neglecting that part of myself.
Do you find that you make time for playing an instrument like almost every day, like even if it's just 5 minutes? Do you find that you do that?
I really should. It's probably more sporadic. You know, I'll go through periods where I'm playing all the time every day and then periods where I'm not. But at the moment, I'm doing a bit of just orchestra playing for fun on the cello. Just with a local orchestra. So that's something that I do for myself.
Oh, wow. So that must feel amazing. Tell us a bit more about that communal side of your music.
Yeah, that is so fun. So I really love playing in ensembles, especially with classical music. just being able to work with other people towards a singular goal in that moment and being one voice of many and creating artwork together with other people, I find that to be one of the most special things that life can offer.
So in this orchestra, you play instruments together and you sing together as well?
No singing in this orchestra, but yeah, sometimes we have choirs and orchestras working together, which is also really fun.
So tell us about your next release.
So my next release is, I haven't actually said this anywhere before, it's called Purple Rain. This is a really special song that it's a bit more low-key, a bit more down-tempo, like most of my other music. It's probably going to be out a little bit later in the year. This one, yeah, it's really close to my heart, so I'm excited.
Well, Moonsea, it has been an absolute delight to meet you today at 3CR. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me, James.
3CR.
In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ plus communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.